Good morning. It's May 10th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a bold move shaking up the streaming landscape, Disney and Warner Brothers Discovery have unveiled plans for a new bundled service, setting the stage for a direct showdown with Netflix. This innovative bundle, encompassing Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max, is not just another streaming option, but a strategic play designed to redefine the market dynamics as we know it. The collaboration between Disney and Warner Brothers Discovery marks a significant pivot in the streaming wars, with both giants pooling their strengths to launch a service that includes Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max. This bundle is not just about offering more choices. It's a carefully calculated strategy to attract consumers with a compelling price point that stands up to the Netflix juggernaut. The leadership at both companies has been vocal about their commitment to investing in specific content genres, aiming to carve out a unique space in a crowded market by offering something for every viewer. Despite facing financial headwinds, with Warner Brothers Discovery reporting a flat streaming business revenue of $2.46 billion in the first quarter of 2024, this partnership is a clear indicator of the industry's direction. The move is seen as a proactive step to not only weather the current challenges, but to set a new standard for what consumers can expect from their streaming services. This collaboration could signal the beginning of more alliances in the industry, as companies may find strength in numbers against standalone services. This partnership between Disney and Warner Bros. Discovery could very well be a game-changer, offering consumers an all-in-one streaming solution that promises variety and value. As the landscape continues to evolve, this bundle could be the first of many, reshaping how content is distributed and consumed in the digital age. In a turn of events that intertwines music with geopolitics, the 68th Eurovision Song Contest in Malmö, Sweden, has become a focal point for controversy, transcending the usual pop spectacle to reflect the stark realities of the Israeli-Hamas conflict. Israeli singer Eden Golan's performance has become a lightning rod for debate due to its perceived political undertones amidst the ongoing military offensive in Gaza. As the Eurovision festivities unfolded, thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators took to the streets of Malmö. Their protests called for a ceasefire and criticized Israel's actions against Hamas, juxtaposing the celebratory nature of Eurovision with a backdrop of political dissent. This wave of protests has not only brought Palestinian flags to the forefront in Malmö, but also raised security concerns, prompting Israel's government to issue warnings about the potential for attacks against its citizens. Despite the outcry, Eurovision organizers have opted to allow Israel's participation to continue, albeit with a request to modify the lyrics of Golan's song. This decision stands in stark contrast to the previous exclusions of Russia and Belarus from the contest, due to their respective political and military actions, stirring discussions on the consistency of Eurovision's stance on political matters. Amid these tensions, suggestions have emerged advocating for a more balanced representation, proposing that a Palestinian music group be invited to participate. Nevertheless, the show goes on, with the grand final set to feature 26 countries and a revamped voting system designed to enhance viewer engagement and inject additional excitement into the competition. This year's Eurovision, therefore, not only spotlights the diverse musical talents across Europe, but also mirrors the complex geopolitical landscapes that influence and intersect with cultural expressions. In a move that's set to thrill fans and expand a beloved universe, Warner Brothers Discovery and New Line Cinema are bringing back the magic of Middle-earth with two new Lord of the Rings films. The journey back to J.R.R. Tolkien's legendary world promises new adventures and familiar faces, starting with The Hunt for Gollum, premiering in 2026. The Hunt for Gollum not only marks a return to the enchanting lands of Middle-earth, but also sees Andy Serkis stepping back into the role of Gollum, this time taking on the additional challenge of directing. The film is being produced by the original trilogy's powerhouse team, Peter Jackson, Fran Walsh, and Philippa Boyens, ensuring the spirit of the epic saga continues. Meanwhile, Details of the second film remain under wraps, with only the information that it's in the early stages of script development. The Lord of the Rings franchise has been a monumental success, amassing nearly $6 billion at the box office and winning multiple Oscars. These new films aim to further the legacy of Tolkien's world, promising to captivate audiences once again. In addition to the live-action films, fans can also look forward to The Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim, an animated fantasy film set to hit theaters this December, adding another layer to the expanding universe. Olivia Rodrigo, the sensation behind hits like Driver's License, is making waves with her first-ever performance in Singapore, marking a significant moment for her fans in Asia as part of the Guts World Tour. This announcement comes with the added excitement of 9 new international dates, including anticipated stops in Australia, showcasing Rodrigo's expanding global footprint in the music industry. Pre-sale tickets for the Singapore concert are set to roll out on May 15th exclusively for Live Nation members, with the general public getting their chance the following day, on May 16th. This strategic approach ensures that dedicated fans get first dibs, highlighting the importance of fan communities in today's music scene. Adding to the tour's allure, Olivia Rodrigo has enlisted the talents of New Zealand singer-songwriter Benet, known for her hit Supalonely, as the opening act for these newly announced dates. This collaboration not only diversifies the concert experience, but also strengthens the tour's appeal in the Indian pop music circles. For Australian fans, American Express card members receive early access to tickets, underscoring the perks of brand partnerships in enhancing fan experiences. Moreover, Rodrigo's commitment to making her shows accessible is evident through the offering of VIP packages and $20 Silver Star tickets, ensuring that a wider audience can enjoy her live performances. Beyond entertainment, Olivia Rodrigo is leveraging her tour to drive change, with a portion of ticket sales going towards her Fund for Good. This initiative supports critical areas such as girls' education and reproductive rights, showcasing Rodrigo's dedication to making a difference beyond the music industry. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour has taken the world by storm, starting with a bang in France. This isn't just any concert series. It's a record-breaking phenomenon that's reshaping the music industry landscape. The tour launched with 6 electrifying shows in Paris and Lyon, marking a significant chapter in Swift's career. What makes this tour stand out is its unprecedented success in ticket sales, crossing the $1 billion mark and setting a new benchmark as the most lucrative tour of all time. This achievement isn't just a testament to Swift's star power, it's a historic moment for the live music scene. In France, nearly 250,000 spectators are expected to flock to her concerts, a clear sign of Swift's soaring popularity in the country. This marks a triumphant return and a major resurgence of her influence in the French market. The excitement among fans, or Swifties, has reached fever pitch, with many investing heavily in costumes to celebrate their idols' performances. Swift's financial success is equally staggering. With a net worth now at $1.1 billion, she stands as the first musician to amass a fortune of this magnitude, predominantly through music-related earnings. Beyond the charts and sales, Swift's impact is felt in the political arena too, where her massive fan base is seen as a potential goldmine for electoral support. As the Eras Tour continues to mesmerize fans across Europe, its conclusion in Vancouver in December is eagerly anticipated. The tour's economic ripple effect on the cities it graces is expected to be significant, further cementing Taylor Swift's status not just as a music icon, but as a major economic influencer. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.